Lisa, did you get my email?
I did. Thank you.
So Cindy's gonna look for forms, like for parents to sign off on liability. Would you still be there if we did that? She was gonna call her equestrian organization.
As long as nobody can say, "Your horse stuck on my toe," you're in trouble.
Uh-huh. And Rich is gonna look for a one-day thing. Aren't you, Rich?
For that horse thing? Yeah, okay. How many horses are you gonna have?
Two, hopefully. Cindy Mueller and Lisa. And we thought, and Cindy had said maybe if they, if parents sign
a waiver.
A waiver. Now we all know that doesn't work, but not everybody does.
You got good liability insurance?
No. Yeah, if I screw up your prescription.
Not for anything else.
No.
Not for the horse.
Good evening to everyone. I'll call the meeting to order. If you would join me in standing and saluting our flag.
It is tucked around the corner there.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. First item on our agenda tonight is audience participation, and this is a time for any questions or comments regarding the agenda items to be voted on this evening. Are there any questions on the agenda items this evening? Yes.
Oops. Agenda item number two, of course, administrator's report, superintendent report. So the sheet's not over there, but on the website, it speaks about the issue with Ashcar. And I know that it's been resolved. Hang on a second. Give me a moment, please. So I had a concerned parent forward this letter to me from Dr. Stam, and in the second paragraph it states,
It's my letter.
I am aware there have been historical challenges with air quality management at Ashcar and other buildings. It's a little uncomfortable for me, but I feel like I need to bring this up. I'm wondering if you folks remember, it was about a year ago, and the microphone was over there, and I remember it like yesterday, and I stood over there, and I asked you, Dr. Stam, if there were, if there was mold in Ashcar, and you had said no, and I asked you a follow-up question, has there ever been mold at Ashcar? And you said no. Now, this mold didn't just appear this summer. So that's kind of disturbs me a little bit, but I wanted to point that out. And I don't know if any of you remember it. I don't know if you remember it, Mrs. Gavitt. Maybe you
do.
Okay. And then I'm just gonna leave it at that. Mm-hmm. But I just wanna say one more thing. I do remember, and I don't have the printout, and it's not, and to my knowledge, it's not on the website anymore, but I do remember the Act 34 hearing report by Marotta, Maine, and I do remember them talking about wet damaged ceiling tiles, okay? Not a whole lot was said about groundwater in that report, if I'm right about that. Just that they were going to build a new school up on higher ground to avoid the water issue. But there really wasn't much talk of water coming in from the ground, if at all, if any at all. But there was that mention of wet ceiling tiles and high humidity. So I just want to let everybody know that I haven't forgotten about this. So I just wonder if you can answer to that, why you gave me that answer a year ago that you gave me.
Sure, it was the truth. It was the truth then based on what I knew. And what I put in the letter today is the truth based on what I know now.
Well, I know you weren't here very long.
Sure.
A year ago. Because it was about a year ago. I'm going to say it was probably in September. And all this talk about the groundwater causing the problem, and I'm not saying that it isn't an issue, because I know it's an issue, but it appears to me that the majority of this water is coming from the roof. And you know what? I'm just glad we have Mr. McCaffrey on board now, because I think he's the man that's been making a difference here, a positive difference. So I just wanted to point that stuff out and just ask if anybody remembers my questions and your answers a year ago. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions regarding our agenda items? Okay, moving on to administrator reports. Mark?
Okay, so first of all, I just want to kind of pause and ask the board if there are any questions based on the letter that I did send out that went out to all district families and staff this afternoon about that the retesting on Ashcar.
I think you're pretty clear.
Okay. All right, yeah, no problem. Happy to do it. So moving on then to the other items I have, building capital projects update. The work continues on preparation for the rebid of Ashcar Elementary School. We do have a draft of the advertisement that will be going out in the newspaper, and I know that Mrs. Burke has already taken care of that. I don't have any significant updates on the progress of that at this time, based on what you already had from last month, but we are planning to go out for bid September 1st, and they would be due back initially on October 4th. And then they would be available for board review on October 17th. I will be asking for an additional board meeting on October 24th. We'll do that at our next, when we meet next in September, so that you have a chance to review them and then come back at a later date and take action if that's the direction you decide to go. Mr. McCaffrey of Fidavia and I are working on an alternative district capital projects plan for board consideration in October as well. When we began discussing that last week, we are continuing that process. The air quality issue that arose last week at Ashcar does point to some ongoing issues with roofs and surface water infiltration. Mr. McCaffrey and I are better understanding just some marginal dehumidification capabilities. And it is it's a holistic issue across all of the elementary schools. Ashcar, I think, is by far probably one of the most pronounced issues. So we know that work needs to be done, and both Mr. McCaffrey and I are simply just learning more as we continue to kind of dig into it and look at old reports and walk through the buildings with different people and better understand the situation. So any questions for me on those building or capital projects? Okay, under threat assessment in front of all the board members. So these went out. If you have a child in the district, you did get one of these. If you did not, you didn't, and I apologize. We just don't have a good way here in the East Lake Cumming School District for me to do a every door direct mailing, which is typically done through zip codes because we have about 7 different zip codes. And I'd be sending mail to half the people in the Montoursville and Muncie school districts, and that doesn't make any sense. So we did a mass mailing of these to every district, school district family back in July that outlines exactly what is the threat assessment team, what is its purpose, what does it do, and kind of how parents and families can get involved in that. So we're also going to be handing those out to all staff this week, and just keeping that information out there so everybody knows what we're trying to do to protect our staff and students throughout this whole school year. The other thing that I have sitting, there's three or four of them scattered around, are what are run, hide, fight posters. So this is a change I would like to begin moving through this school year, to moving away from the ALICE program to the FBI, Homeland Security, U.S. Secret Service, and Pennsylvania State Police preferred process of run, hide, fight. It's just simpler. It's more direct. The language is easy to understand. And it is, I'm glad, but it's also sad that it's more portable, that students, what they learn here can be applied to any place that they are if, you know, an unfortunate situation would arise. So we have enough of these available that once we begin making this transition here, probably within the first 90 days, we have to do a safety review. These will be displayed throughout our classrooms and buildings, and you know, we'll start educating parents and students and staff on that, just a change in the terminology we're using. So any questions on the threat assessment or the run, hide, fight piece? And not related to any of that, in front of all of you, are your athletic and school event passes. So they are listed board members. So as long as you're a sitting board member, they are good. They should not expire, so we don't have to chase that down. And we did include a guest, since I assume you would like to have someone come along with you and enjoy the evening. So please, I encourage you to come to those events. I know that the staff and students enjoy seeing you. And I'll thank Mr. Mamrak for reminding me to get those out to you. So appreciate it. Okay, on to agenda items. Under policy updates, there are a couple policy revisions that are there. These are all recommended by PSBA policy services. The changes include policy 06, updates based on regulatory changes. 216.1 incorporates language changes for regarding juvenile probation and student discipline records. And on item number 3 had a de minimis change in the very last line of the policy. And they are highlighted in those policies for you to take a look at. Under employment and personnel, we have a couple increased hours that are here. These are all the paraprofessionals included in the budget. That was a change we made in the agreement. And just looking at administrative support for the staff, it was easy to recommend the increase from 4 to 6 hours for Mrs. Stroop, who works out of the high school office, to provide some clerical support for Mrs. Weiland. She was enthusiastic for that, and Mrs. Stroop is more than eager to help do that. So that's just a very nice change for very minimal impact on the district. I also have in here a compensation plan for confidential staff. This is simply something you currently don't have, and I highly recommend that we have in place. It simply memorializes how those staff benefits and compensation is determined, and it simply represents what is there. So I'm recommending your approval on that. And Mr. I do have a note here just so you're aware, Mr. Kenyon did review that, and he is also recommending its approval this evening. I have a request for an additional position, an administrative assistant for pre-K programs and other federal and state programs. So this would be an administrative assistant working under the director of curriculum and is fully funded by pre-K counts funds. I spoke to the Facilities and Finance Committee last month about this. We just have challenges spending all of that money. It's great you get all the money, but it's difficult because of the parameters of pre-K, we're somewhat limited. It's an opportunity for us to use some of those funds to provide the support to run those programs effectively. So since it is a non-budgeted position for the 24-25 year, it will fully fund it out of the grant. I do anticipate that probably 10 to 20% will come back into the budget in 24-25. Providing clerical support for Mr. McCaffrey, and that would ensure that all of your district administrators are having that kind of clerical support that they need. They're out doing the jobs we want them to do, and not always sitting behind a computer doing that type of work. So that's just something though we have to watch throughout the year and see how that evolves. So I'm recommending those positions, and I'm also having here an MOU for continued contracted custodial staff. Long conversations with our Support Personnel Association president on kind of things she would like to see. So we are going to do a little bit of increased advertising for that to make sure we accommodate that request. But the reality is it's just working, and these positions are just very difficult for us to fill. And I, you know, I looked at how is MAR able to staff these and we're not. They're paying almost $20 an hour in that town. So for now it's working. You know, we'll use it throughout this year, and we'll kind of see what that looks like going forward for us. Any questions on those items? And the last thing I have is just a letter of agreement for Levin Legal Services. And this is just kind of a letter of engagement that allows us to utilize them if services with an employee arise. That just provides us another avenue for kind of expert legal advice. This is certainly nothing against services we have with Mr. Kenyon and his firm, but just like the district has signed agreements with a special education attorney for unique situations that come up, Mr. Levin's firm would do that for us. In the immediate term, what he's going to do is actually help put together an employee handbook, which is just kind of a nice piece we do not have. Yes, it's I it's easy for me to do, but I want it done legally and correctly. And there's a lot of kind of layers and nuances to that that he is going to do for us. So I'm recommending your approval of that as well. And that's all that I have.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Heather, do you have anything tonight?
Just a couple things. We met with the transportation contractor last week to show our rosters and other information on that meeting went well. Aaron made major changes to any of the restaurants this year. We did obviously have some additional steps with pre-candy governors. They have all the information. We do always get a lot of last minute families and more transportation changes. So just asking for patience as we work through all of those. But they are ready to go for Thursday. I believe I shared this at a previous meeting, but the text did go out this evening as well. All students will be receiving free breakfast, and then any students that were free or reduced last year will also receive free lunches. And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Heather. Moving on to board member updates. Lisa, anything on the IU?
Just getting ready to start the school year. They've held their in-service and opening day activities. And they had a really nice turnout for the Little League Parade, which was good to see some of the kids and families that got to walk in the parade and shared some projected attendance enrollment for different levels of the student services. Those are all based off of referrals that might turn into seats in the classrooms, but numbers are high right now. That's all.
Okay, thank you. Donna, anything on?
No new legislation this week.
Okay, thank you. Mike? Michael, CTC?
Yeah, we had a CTC meeting last Thursday, getting ready to start the school year. We're still hovering in the 330, 335 range for students, which is up there higher than it's been the past couple of years. A chunk of that is due to adding Benton onto as a sending district. One thing we're talking about and we'll plan to take a vote on next time is going forward or not going forward in some fashion with an expansion or a feasibility of expansion. So we've done the feasibility study. We have some options as far as what we can do. There is some room open to us at the high school that we can utilize if we choose to. Wouldn't cost us a ton of money to revamp that space. We can use that space. We also talked about adding on a building to an independent building to the back of LACO, which would house basically all of automotive, and bring that out and then open up those current spaces as something else. So you don't have to answer me tonight, but going forward with where we're at right now, doing drawings and actually we have an idea what it would be to actually move forward and do those drawings and see what that would be and get a true cost, we're probably looking upwards of a couple $100,000 to do so. So we're gonna plan on taking a vote on that next time. Some districts might be interested in doing that, some districts may be not interested in doing that, depending on how many students they send and what their board says. So kick that around. If anybody has any strong feelings on whether we should go forward with that or not, reach out to me and let me know, because we will be taking a vote on that next time.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Yep.
Excuse me. Moving on to board agenda items for this evening. Under item 3, board policies, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
I have a motion on the floor and a second.
Second.
Any further discussion or comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So moved. Excuse me. Under item 4, field trips, as presented, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
I have a motion on the floor and a second.
Second.
Any other discussion or questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So moved. Under item 5, personnel, items 1 through 18, as presented. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
I have a motion on the floor and a second.
Second.
Any further comments or questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So moved. Under item 6, the minutes of August 8th, 2023 as submitted. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion on the floor and a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So moved. And my screen just went haywire on me here. Item seven, business and financial matters, 1 through 5 as presented. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is a motion on the floor and a second?
Second.
Any further comments or questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So moved. You have additional information on the system for your review. And now we're back to audience participation, and this is the time for any comments or questions regarding the school district. If you do have a question or comment, I would ask that you go to the microphone, introduce yourself, and direct your questions to Mark or myself. Are there any questions or comments? Yes.
Jennifer Burmeyer, Fisher Rocks. I didn't feel that it needed to be asked earlier, but I'm just wondering if you looked at all about mold in the junior high wing, or if you were looking at any way to any humidifiers or whatever, like you're looking at for Ash Park for that. I don't know, when they were younger, there were some storms that came through and they had to not have classes down there for like 3 or 4 inches of water down there.
Sure.
So I just wondered if you had known or thought about that.
I appreciate the background information. We're learning. At this time, we don't have anything, but I know I will tell you that Mr. McCaffrey is walking and looking and considering other options. Our focus clearly was on Ashcar this week. Yeah, but it certainly has caused us to walk around and look in other places. Yeah. So thank you.
Other questions or comments?
Chad Davis, Lairdville. Dr. Stanham, I sent you an email on Sunday, I believe it was, and had me kind of response back. But my son will be starting kindergarten here in 2 days, and he's entering into a classroom the size of 27 students. And I just wonder if you have a plan for that. Is there going to be an A, anything, and B, and if not, I mean, that's just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, and I appreciate the email. So we had a I met with the elementary principals this morning, and again, we met with them and Mrs. Burke, who handles our transportation, to discuss some ways to resolve that. When we look at kindergarten placements, we look, first of all, geographic proximity to the schools. So the elementary principals went down through the kindergarten lists to see who could also be potential students to be moved to Ashcar. And they reached out to those parents today and asked them if they would consider that. And we already do have, I believe we're about 5 kids total between both Wren and Farrell, and it may be a few more than that based on some of those discussions, who will be choosing to voluntarily move to Ashcar, so we are addressing that. The other question that Mrs. Barndo did ask as well, and we would look at if need be, is if we can't get some parents to voluntarily choose to move, that we would look at providing some additional supports in those classrooms. So yeah, no, I appreciate it. You're seeing the same things that we are. The process we go through to kind of explain, so you have the background, is we do try to, as best as possible, place students in those that are close to Farrell or close to Wren first, knowing that we eventually will have students come throughout the district, and it's just a little more convenient to logistically handle them in a bigger building at Ashcar as we move through the school year. But they did get a little larger than we wanted, so we did have some conversations about how to take care of that. Yeah. Sure, thank you. No, I share your concerns, so thank you.
Other questions or comments?
I just have a question. The administrative assistant for pre-K and federal programs, could you please elaborate on what exactly that administrative assistant is doing and how much they're going to be paid?
So we don't, I mean, it depends on what the, based on experience, and we also look what our current office staff is and look at what that would involve. So there's not a definitive number of what that is. We do have a job description that is in the board packet that outlines all of what the job descriptions are for that position.
And the federal programs, are they doing something other than pre-K, or is that?
Yeah, so it would be,
the rest of that includes?
So it includes our three main federal programs. It also includes other state programs, plus just general assistant, administrative assistant to the director of curriculum. And as I said, a portion of that will also be administrative assistant to Mr. McCaffrey.
And the three federal programs, what are they?
Title I, Title II, and Title IV. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. You're putting me on the spot with all those questions.
Craig Dudek from Moreland Township. So now we're about to start school. I have a question about the cell surveys. And I know you said a couple months ago that parents can opt their children out of these surveys or
any surveys. Sure.
So my question is, are parents going to get notification that a cell survey or any survey for that matter is coming up for their child? So that they can opt their kid out.
And I'm sorry, when you said cell, I'm thinking cellular. So I was a little confused what you were talking about. So you're talking about the Panorama survey, which we talked about. And yes, when we get to that point, we will make sure the parents, they'll receive a full letter that explains what it is not, and how they can opt out if they want to.
Okay, and one more follow-up question to that. Can a parent opt their child out of all these surveys at one time at the beginning of the year and just give you an opt-out letter / email memo,
I think probably yes they can by choice. I will tell you logistically it's much easier if we send a letter and then kind of have that list and go through each one. But it's, if total we're talking about one survey that would be done 2 to 3 times a year. Please understand in your question, I just want you to understand, we're not handing out surveys on a weekly basis to kids.
I do it was 3 or 4 times a year.
Yeah, it's very small. Yeah, and
so,
I
remembered that from several meetings ago.
Yep.
So, okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Sure, thanks, Greg.
Any other questions or comments?
Can I just say, Mr. Dudek, October 11th, 2022, was the Act 34 meeting, and it explains in there on page 9 a lot of the need for Ashcar, and it discusses water issues. So you might want to take a look at that.
Right, I don't have it anymore. Is it on the current website?
It should be online.
It isn't, but we need to get something up there, so.
I used to have the printout, but I can't. I don't have that printout anymore.
You're welcome.
Any other comments? We need an executive session?
We do not.
Any board member have any further comments or questions? Hearing
anybody
none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If anybody wants to donate to the Woods and Wilds, feel free. Okay,
are you allowed to solicit at the board table?
Oh, it's impossible. So, yeah. All right, with that, excuse me, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I have a motion on the floor in a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
So moved.